This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Take Command with Logan and Grant Paulson. It's going to be weird if I combine it like that, Logan. Logan and Grant Paulson. It almost sounds like we're like Brad and Jennifer or something. Maybe I should say Logan Paulson, comma, and Grant Paulson. But either way, the Paulson boys, we're here.
Yeah, the Paulson boys, we're here.
There you go. On Take Command. I want to get into Jaden Daniels in a moment and look ahead to the Ravens, but got to get some thoughts on Brian Robinson because this was the big story before kickoff. Yeah. Kind of late developing. Robinson has been the mainstay, bell cow of sorts, first and second down the last 3 years, a third round pick by the Rivera era regime. And it certainly looks like we're headed for a divorce here where not only did he not play in the game, he was not in the stadium. And then after the game, Dan Quinn said that he and Adam Peters met with Brian Robinson after a Sunday walkthrough. They told him he wouldn't be playing. He didn't say that he's, you know, we told him he's not going to be on the team, but that's kind of what it sounded like because he even addressed the team in a meeting on Sunday night at the hotel. How uncommon is that for a coach to talk to the team about a player who they've said is not going to be playing in a preseason game? I mean, that tells me something here is pretty serious.
Yeah, I don't know if it's uncommon. Like, I don't know if it's uncommon or not. Like, you know, in my time, like it may maybe happen once or twice where it's like, hey, you know, we're going to go in a different direction or this is what's happening with this guy. And, you know, I appreciate that Dan does that. You know, like he doesn't shy away from those moments because like there's times where like, I'll tell you this, like been in Atlanta with the other GM there or when I was in Houston and it's like, hey, where'd that guy go that was here? It's like, oh, they just released him. And like, there's no, and he was like a big part of the team. You know, it's like, oh,
I was going to say, what does that say that, I mean, you're not going to do that with every player. So with Brian Robinson, they felt like they needed to address it. And Quinn said this after the game, by the way, I liked it too. He said, if they can hear it from me, I'd rather that happen. But there's got to be a threshold where you're not going to tell them, you know, every single time, you know, when respectfully, like Tay Martin is not on the team anymore. So, yeah. It obviously says that it was going to be fairly jarring to the team if Brian Robinson's not going to be in the mix moving forward.
Yeah, no, I think it's like one of those things where, like you said, it's I think we as the media have viewed Brian Robinson in a very specific way, and we in the media are going to ask questions about Brian Robinson not being on the team, especially, and we in the media are going to ask questions if he's not at the game. So how do I get my team ready to answer those questions? I address it. I say, hey, this is what's going on. This is the score. This is what we're going to say. Don't let it distract you from your performance. Like, again, like this is the business side of the NFL and we're going to keep it moving. And I think like, I appreciate that he's aware of that, Dan, and I appreciate that he brought it up to the team. And I'm sure the players appreciate that he brought it up. So it's not like the first question of the presser is like, to Jaden Daniels, like, hey, why wasn't B-Rob here? And then he's got to fumble through an answer. It's like, it's helping the player get ready for an answer. It's helping the team get ready for an answer. And then we can focus on what we need to focus on, which is winning football games. I know that may sound callous from me, but that's what this is, man. It's a business, and the goal is winning football games. And like, this is part of dealing with the logistics of creating a roster in 2025 in the NFL.
So if Robinson's not on the team moving forward, then where are they worse off, or where do you worry about having to replace him? I mean, the fact is they really like their depth. I view their running back room like a big league rotation where you've got a bunch of fourth starters, kind of. You've got a lot of depth and quantity, maybe more than the quality. I don't think you have an ace starting pitcher who's going to go out and strike out 16 or something. But they like Eckler and McNichols and Felton on the back end of this thing. We've talked a lot about Korkrowski, Merritt, and Chris Rodriguez. And I look at Robinson, frankly. I mean, this is a guy, since he came into the league, who's 86th in the NFL among running backs in the percentage of his carries that turn into 10-plus. They've got to get more explosive. They've got to get more bigger plays in the running game. And I'm sure they feel like there's guys on the roster who can provide that.
Yeah, and to me, it's... You know, like some of that number is, what is it? Would you say 80th? 80th in the league?
86th, and the percentage of his carries that go 10 plus.
And some of that is because of the styles of run that they call here. Like, you know, everyone talks about how the quarterback elevates, and we've talked about this on the show before, how the quarterback elevates the running back. And that's true to a certain extent. But like, when you run a lot of RPO, when you run a lot of zone read, like the nature of that play call, there's going to be a free runner at some point if you hand the ball off, right? So that might not be entirely his fault, but I understand your point. I think when you look at the top shelf runners at the position, you know, your Saquons, your Jahmyr Gibbs, your Derrick Henrys, they're able to hit a home run. And so I think every offense is hunting for that home run threat in the backfield. Like, anything to become more explosive in the NFL in 2025, like, look no farther than the Philadelphia Eagles, look no further than the Detroit Lions. Like, every element of their offense is designed to make them more explosive. And that's what every team, I think, is striving to get to, right? Like, every year you're talking about the big-time receiver, the big-time back. And so the thing here is, like, what category of player do you think Brian Robinson is, right? I think Brian Robinson is a good player. I don't necessarily think he's a great player. And I think the thing with running backs, I was talking to my son about this yesterday, is the league is saturated with good running backs. So, like, I can be very selective about the players that I want filling that role for my team. So I think that's what it really comes down to, is like, I think maybe, like I said, I think Brian Robinson's a good player. I think he's a good athlete. I think he adds a lot of upside in the pass game. I think he's a physical runner. But is that much more than what Chris Rodriguez and Bill Krosky-Merritt have together in aggregate? Probably not, right? And so I think that's where it kind of comes down. It's like, he's good, but he's not great. And like, that's the way position's going right now in terms of evaluation. It's basically saying, if you're not a great player, you're just kind of in this mix of what I'd say probably 100 running backs. And again, like, that's crazy to say, because you're one of the best 100 people at your job in the world, but you're not that top flight guy. And so we can always look to upgrade. And I think that's part of what's happening here. And again, I haven't talked to anybody, no inside baseball. That's just my observation about the running back, the running back landscape in 2025.
I think it's a great breakdown. It's good analysis. One of the fun things, maybe, as we move forward and learn each other a little bit on the pod here on Take Command, is going to be the juxtaposition too of Logan, who's one of the smartest film guys I know and played in the league, and me, who's kind of more of a numbers guy. You know, I'm a data guy, right? I didn't play in the league, but there's numbers for everything. So you're right. Like, you talk about what I had said, you know, 86th and 10 plus, and maybe that's explainable away. One of the best metrics, I think, for running backs is rushing yards over expected, where they're using this chip data to see what's blocked, where the defenders are, what you could have gotten, what you did get. He was 25th last year in RYOE per attempt. And then if you look at like the percentage of his yards that are over expected, it was 35th. So there were just areas where I think they'd like to do a little bit better. They like their depth. I like the direction they're going in here. They're going to get younger and more explosive and give some other guys opportunities. I got no problem with it. Speaking of explosive, though, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk Jaden Daniels. It's kind of funny. Probably the deepest into a podcast either of us have ever gone without talking about Jaden. But it was only four plays on the field for the first team offense. 74 yards, right down the field, explosive, one-yard play, explosive, touchdown. But it was the first drop back of his preseason. He will probably end August not having thrown a pass because he drops back. The way he described it, I don't know if you saw it the same way, He said he wanted it to go to Rodriguez on a corner, couldn't, was late across the middle, I think maybe Debo. And then he said he pulled it down and his instincts took over. 14-yard touchdown run, just an electric play. Back at home, first time we've seen him moving around.
Yeah, and to me, like, everyone's been talking about how good the defense has looked in practice. They're playing all this man. They're bringing all this pressure. Like, that, they play Cincinnati basically in the red zone played, like, drop eight. But instead of playing zone, which you'd get into, like, cover three or cover two or some type of quarters with underneath hook players and flat players, they basically played man and then dropped that right side defensive end off as the hook player, and the post player is kind of your one high plug player there. And so, yeah, you look to Rodriguez on the corner. It gets a little bit murky because it's a corner and an out. It's man coverage. I like the matchup on the corner. It's not there. I move to get the ball to Debo in the middle of the field. That hook player does a really good job of feathering under the crossing route by Debo. Could you have thrown it? It was a little bit rich for my blood personally, like the way that guy's eyes are playing you there. And then remember, everybody's in man. So the plug player's to the right. The post safety is the only guy that can make the tackle. You get out there, there's a ton of grass. And, you know, that's why he's so special. That's why, to me, like, some of the difficulties in training camp are maybe exaggerated slightly for Jaden Daniels, because, like, you forget that he dictates to defenses with his legs too. And what I mean by that is, like, you will not see a lot of man coverage, straight man coverage against Jaden Daniels because of what he can do to you as a runner. So here's a great call. Like, if this is Tom Brady, this is a great call. This play's dead in the water, right? There's nowhere to go with the football. I'm in the pocket. It's probably going to be a sack, right? But Jaden Daniels, you want to play this man coverage? Like, forget it, man. I'm going to scramble out to my left. I'm going to make a guy miss and score a touchdown. And so, like, to me, like, it's good. It's a good reminder, and it's probably, like, a big sigh of relief for Cliff. Like, you're not going to see certain coverages because of who's playing the quarterback position, which is a good reminder for me, too, as an analyst.
If we were to track all year long, like, plays where Jaden benefited from Cliff immensely versus vice versa.
Yeah.
Like, I thought about this a lot last year. I think Cliff was so important to Jaden's success. But obviously, Cliff Kingsbury would tell you there are so many times where he made him right. Like, this is one you're saying where you would say, all right, nothing wrong with the call, but the play, essentially, if you're Derek Carr standing there, is dead in the water.
Yeah.
And this is just Jaden. It's a 14-yard touchdown because you got five on it.
Yeah, and I think that, like, it's the same thing that makes Lamar so good and Josh Allen. It's like, it's the reason the position's going to, like, this more athletic emphasis, right? Is because as a play caller, it's like, yeah, this, I think this is going to work, right? There are answers, but hey, the running back gets kind of jammed up on the release. The timing's a little bit off. The plugger gets more depth than I thought. There's nowhere to go with the football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
If I'm Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, like, shoot, what do I do now? But Josh Allen's going to scramble for a touchdown. Lamar's going to scramble for a touchdown. Jaden Daniels is going to scramble for a touchdown. And so that's what I think he raises the floor of the offense. And now the next time we're in the red zone, we're not seeing that coverage. We're going to see a less aggressive version of that coverage. And Jaden Daniels has shown time and time again, when you try to change the pitch, he's ready because he understands kind of what you're going to next. And so I think in this play, yeah, he elevates. And I think like that's one of the things that makes him a good example of a modern iteration of a quarterback, is because of his ability to do this kind of stuff.
Commanders, Bengals in the rear view, probably what we're going to get out of the starters. I say probably because let's turn our attention now to the Ravens. There was supposed to have been a joint practice in Ashburn this week that's not going to take place now. I don't think that's going to change the plan to get guys playing time in the final preseason game.
You don't think so? I mean,
what about you?
Play. I maybe because I'm a fanboy, I want to see them play.
No, I desperately want it. I mean, I scream on the radio for 3 hours a day that all I want everyone to play four quarters in the preseason. Yeah. Like, it's all about me. I want to eat chips. I want to drink Coca-Cola.
Yeah, you want to watch ball.
I want to watch ball. Like, with all due respect, you interviewing them on the sideline and a bunch of dudes in visors. Yeah. Doesn't really get the juices flowing for your guy, even though I'm a big Logan Paulson fan. I just don't think the way everyone's talking around the league who's on record about this, it seems like there's a lot of teams kind of putting the car back in the garage right now to polish it up for, you know, the car show coming up in a month.
Yeah, I remember talking to somebody late in my career about this, and they were saying that like this game works because if you get some type of soft tissue, some type of ankle sprain, it's okay because you have next week off, then you have that kind of pseudo bye week heading into the year. So you have like 14 to 16 days, depending on when your game is. So you can get healthy off of like a nick, right? But if you take that third game and you play, you do have that week off, but it's like it's a little bit tighter window. So again, like
what's your guess? I would have said absolutely not because the joint practices would have sufficed. But without them, absolutely. Do you have the first team offense break a sweat? It's also worth noting, even though they went 74 yards on four plays, like Jaden was out there without Tunsil, without Coleman, without Cosme, which will be the same in this game if he goes. But it was still no Ertz, no McLaurin, no Noah Brown. So like it was kind of the offense has not been together at any point still.
Right. Yeah, and again, that's probably pretty frustrating for Cliff, and I think he said as much in his presser. But like, I think there's two ways to look at it. Like, one, I want to make sure Jaden Daniels is ready for the season. So if Jaden comes up to me and says, "Hey, I want to play in the fourth preseason game," I'll be like, "Okay, you're gonna play," and I'm probably gonna call five runs. We're gonna punt, and I'm like, "Okay, you played. Let's get out of here," right? Because like. He's the thing that makes the season go.
Now so you're ready, like, Jaden. How did you get?
Yeah, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, like he's such an important piece. Like, you know, I was answering something on my Twitter before the game and it was like, you know, strength of schedule is different, like primetime games. That's going to be really hard in terms of scheduling, the caliber of quarterbacks we're playing against. Like it screams regression. 100% it does. But also like it's different when you have a difference maker at the quarterback spot. Right. We saw like even on that play, his one play where he scrambles for a touchdown, his ability to overcome adversity and adverse situations and maximize the offense. He's going to make this team go as far as it can go. Like, obviously, Cliff's going to help. The offensive staff did a great job last year. They're going to continue to do a great job. But the more I think about it, it's like, yeah, put him in bubble wrap and let's see him week one, because if he gets any type of lingering, you know, rib or ankle or whatever, it's like, for what? You know, these games don't count. So as much as I want to see him play and much as I'd be excited to see him play, it's probably the right decision just to kind of chill him out, you know, put him on ice for a little bit.
We will get that info closer to the end of the week, which is the next time we will be joining you on Take Command. Make sure you're subscribed, you rate, you review, do all that podcasty stuff to help us grow this thing. We've got a lot of fun things planned as the season goes on Take Command as well, so you'll want to make sure that you've got us in your feed. You never know when we're going to drop a pod. Sometimes Logan wakes up sweating and itching his elbows at 2 in the morning, and he just wants to, you know, talk about the Commanders, and we got to drop something in there for you overnight. So make sure you spread the word on Take Command. All right, Logan, we're back at it in just a couple of days. It was fun, man. I'm excited to be with you.
Yeah, me too, man. This has been a lot of fun.
Thanks for checking us out on Take Command.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.